10 years ago, this busy intersection on the corner of Jefferson and Figueroa was deserted. Abandoned buildings and vacant facades lined Figueroa Street instead of fast food restaurants, banks, and gas stations. And Rena Letty of the Figueroa Corridor Partnership says setting up shop in the neighborhood north of USC's campus was just too risky for many business owners.
A lot of the properties were vacant. Several of the major institutions, the Natural History Museum and the Orthopedic Hospital, for example, were considering moving out of the district. The Felix Chevrolet dealer was being told by its national subsidiary that it needed to leave the district. There was a lot of crime, fires, all kinds of stuff was going on.
So the struggling businesses banded together and formed a designated district where additional property taxes pay for security patrols and marketing services. And on January 1st, the district will expand to include parcels of land along Hoover Street between Jefferson and the 10 freeway.
The Hoover Street properties really had expressed an interest being part of the district because they saw the good work that was happening. The main property owner is USC, and then there's other smaller property owners along that. There's about 41 property owners in total.
USC's expansion may be good for business, but David Robinson of Strategic Action for a Just Economy says that as the university encroaches into the surrounding community, low-income residents are often displaced.
USC has said publicly that they would be expanding the bounds of the campus. They would be creating some new on-campus student housing, and they would also be seeking to create or to see created more privately owned student housing. We've had entire blocks or almost entire blocks flip from long-time low-income, you know, working class and working poor residents flip in the space of 2 or 3 years to almost entirely students.
A monthly planning commission met last school year to discuss USC's 10-year master expansion plan. But Robinson says the university needs to incorporate feedback from community organizations before a decision is reached.
One thing that we found gave us pause last spring was we brought this housing issue to the attention of USC, the degree of displacement that had occurred, and when there was an interim report back, it really didn't seem to include a lot of the testimony that people had provided.
USC students like Teresa Chang think students should have a voice as well. Chang planned a campus event that drew attention to expansion issues that will affect low-income tenants and students.
And especially with a plan that's going to affect the community, both students and non-students for like the next 20 years, I thought it was really important that this become a more democratic process.
University representatives did not return calls to say when a final version of the master plan would be reached. Amanda Becker, Annenberg Radio News.